Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles joins me today. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
This week there was controversy regarding the election reform issue that at this point will be on the fall ballot. Joe, can we start out, what's going to be different for voters at the polls this year?
Right now, as it stands, it's going to be the same as it was in the past, pretty much, because House Bill 194 that was passed into law has been put on hold until the referendum that's planned for this November. Now, what is different here is that Secretary of State Husted and even some legislators are saying, hey, wait, let's not do this. Let's go repeal that bill, get them to take it off the ballot, and then we'll come up with a, you know, uniform, bipartisan set of rules that we can all abide by in November, and it will be much better. But what's causing the consternation seems to be a lack of communication, number one, because some of the lawmakers who asked Secretary of State Husted to look at the option of repealing the law say they weren't told anything prior to him making a statement to the press about repealing the law. So they kind of feel like they were left out of the loop, and that's a major problem for them.
So if you can quickly recap what's causing so much controversy about the election reform issue.
Okay, well, some of the main points of House Bill 194 would say, okay, that, for example, in the past, when you've been, your county has sent you an absentee ballot, that could no longer happen. So voters who maybe last time they voted got an absentee ballot from their local board of elections, they would not have that. They also got rid of some of the early voting. You know, before the election, a lot of people liked the last presidential election, you'll remember. You could go in on a Saturday before the election, sometimes even a Sunday before the election, and cast a ballot. A lot of people liked that, but they got rid of that in House Bill 194. Also, they tightened up some of the things that needed to be done to cast a ballot by mail. And people who are against it said that it could lead to people being disenfranchised, votes not being counted because of stray marks or small errors, and that the voter intent wasn't given as much play as it should have.
What is the Democratic response to all this?
They would like to see it repealed and replaced with a measure that they approve of. They want to see the voter ID laws relaxed a little bit from what was in 194. 194 really tightened up voter ID. You had to have basically, it wasn't the proposal that was the government ID, but it still made it harder for people to vote. And they also want online registration. And they want the poll workers, a board of poll workers, to be able to take a look at a ballot and see what the voter intent was. They said a lot of times someone's filling out a mail-in ballot and their pen might pause and it might make a stray mark somewhere on the ballot. And then when that goes to be processed, that stray mark will get picked up and the vote could either be considered provisional or be tossed out altogether. They're saying let people look at that and see if there was a clear voter intent.
And just out of curiosity, I mean, the Democrats have just spent a lot of time, effort, and money on a repeal effort to get these petitions signed to put it on the ballot. What are their feelings about it now? If it were repealed, is that a waste of their time or is this good news?
Well, they kind of feel like if they get what they want out of a election reform package, that it is good news. Because after all, they would, you know, even if they win this thing in November, you still are going to have an election reform package. So, you know, what they're saying is if we need to make changes in House Bill 194, if there needs to be an election reform change, which there is a consensus that that's what needs to happen, they would rather see that now where they can have an effect on the process. But at the very end, you've got to remember that in order for this to come off the ballot, the Democrats would have to consent to that. And they're saying there's no way they'll consent to it if they're just going to put out more of the same.
And given that it looks like there is some backtracking here from Republicans, is this a replay of what happened with Senate Bill 5 when they passed a controversial measure only to regret it when voters dumped it?
The Democratic lawmakers say they had no problem getting people to support this. So they feel like they have cover from voters if they keep it on the ballot. So it will remain to be seen what they do with this. But at this point, it looks like there could be some dueling plans out there, and we'll just have to see how it comes out in the wash.
I've been speaking with Joe Ingles from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me.